What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque. Thank you, as always, tuning in, making a part of your day. Subscribe, review on iTunes, hit us up on Podbean. And look, you want to invest in this? This is content every day for you, man. You want to invest in this? Tell somebody else. Is this broadcast blessing you? Tweet about it. Facebook it. Hit me up. Let me know. I love hearing your stories around the world. Like Chuck in New Hampshire, that like multiple times a week, he's hitting me up how it's blessing him. I love it. It thrills me when he says, man, you finished this week off powerfully. Yeah, we did. And we love doing this for you. Listen, I think we're 1,000 subscribers, almost over 50,000 downloads, 1,000 people subscribing a day, over 1,000 to this broadcast. Thank you for making it part of it. Listen, we're going to call this episode Controlled by the Spirit. Controlled by the Spirit. I remember the first time I ministered in Italy. Man, it was a powerful week. On the streets, prophesying, laying hands on the sick, ministering. Never forget, I was in the middle of a Sunday morning meeting, you know, and this dude with dreadlocks is in the back of the church with his head down. And as I'm ministering, I see a vision over this, like, he looked like a druggie. And I saw an angel behind him. Every arm was an instrument. I called the guy out. Dude was from United Hillsong. Fell away from God, ran from God. God recalled him back. He heard me preaching on the outside, came in, gave his life back to the Lord. I mean, it was, and then the next day he put a guitar in his hand. We went into the street and hundreds got saved as he led worship. It was an amazing weekend. But I'll never forget Sunday morning as I was preparing to go to the church. There's a language barrier in Italy. And as I walked in, something crazy happened. All these little kids, 5 to 10 years old, ran up to me. And they were all pulling up my sweater sleeve. And they were all touching my tattoos. And they were looking at him and putting their hands up my arm and my shirt and grabbing my biceps. And they're not that big, but in my head right now they are. And they're feeling, and they're all yelling at me in Italian. And I'm like, what are these kids doing? This is ridiculous. I feel like mauled here. And they all were saying the same question. Can I have one of these and make it to heaven? Can I have this and go to heaven? Because I want one. And they came in a culture where they always said, tattoos, you can go to hell, it's bad. And here I come preaching with power and authority. And they're like, can I have this? And I think I told them, no, you don't make that decision until, you know, you're over 25. Or, you know, I give a safe answer. You know what I mean? You talk to your mom and dad and it's permanent. And, you know, let's get our eyes off this. It's the inside that matters or whatever. But I realized at that moment that we're a creature that wants to be controlled. We want to know what's right and wrong, right? Is this okay? Is this allowed? Is this fine? Should I do this or not? Part of it's great, right? We need rules, right? We need laws. We need boundaries, right? It helps us look at the laws of the land. It helps us all live a little bit better. Sometimes laws fail, but ultimately, if we all don't go over 70 miles an hour, then there's probably going to be less accidents. And if we, you know, do the things we're supposed to do, it's going to help prevent stuff, you know? But what happens when we're 5 and 10 and we're touching tattoos, it's great. What happens when we're 30, 40, and 50? And what started out as, can I have a tattoo and be saved? Turns into, how much alcohol can I consume? I'm not sleeping with her, but can we just sleep in the same bed as we're living together? What am I allowed to watch? There's only 2 sex scenes in the movie. Is that okay? And there's something about a society that God, the same thing in the Bible, God wanted a relationship and they kept wanting a king. And there's something about God that wants us to have a holiness relationship with him. See, religion doesn't understand relationship. And I'm going to say most of the churches all y'all go to probably don't. And it's always a set of rules. Well, don't do that. Ha ha, that's bad. Don't go there. Instead of the real law, which is grace. See, grace doesn't empower me to sin. It actually holds a higher standard than the law. It empowers me to live a holy life. But if we become those 10-year-old kids with honest curiosity and we don't understand relationship with God, it's going to turn into how much can I do and still be in? You don't want to see what I see, friends. I see worship teams you listen to that get high and do horrible things with their life. And I've watched a Christian, and look, that's why music isn't even as better, as good as it used to be. Things are dwindling down. The Holy Spirit's being removed out of stuff, and it's all because of our flesh. And I'm not that guy, so don't even judge me. I don't care what you do. Go kill yourself with drugs today. I don't care what you do. I'm telling you facts so you can make a decision in your life by the Holy Ghost. And if we're asking what's right, what's wrong, then we're not even in the right zone, dude. Because when I got saved, I didn't need anybody to tell me what was right or wrong. Because when I prayed 12 hours a day and I spoke in tongues for 5 hours, I knew in my gut what was right and what was wrong. We're going to talk a little bit more about that, what it is to be controlled by the Spirit. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
Hey, man, we're back engaging heaven today. Come on. It's practical, intense things. We're talking about being controlled by the Spirit. I'll never forget when I got saved. Let me tell you, man, I got saved, right? I went from the guttermost to the uttermost. Drugs, alcohol, sex, everything you can imagine, right? Just, man, I watched a dad I never knew. You know, I was born, they changed my name at 4, highly dysfunctional. I was a raging alcoholic. Shattered my mom's face, sliced her knuckles, stabbed her when she was 9 months pregnant, kicked her down the stairs to try to kill me. Alcohol was a demon, man, that killed this dude, you know? So when I got saved, it's just my story. I don't care about your story right now. My story was I got free. I don't ever want to go back to anything that would bind me. But I'll never forget the day I was ministering in Vermont. All these international ministers came in. And I had a couple local ones that it was like the who's who in this. It was like, you know, after the meeting, we went to a big hotel suite and it was just all of us. These are like high level men, young cats that are shaping this world, man, for God. And I was, you know, young and I had my testimony, you know, I was like doing my thing in Connecticut. And I'll never forget, we went to the hotel and somebody went to the fridge and said, "Hey, you want a drink?" And I said, "Sure, man, I'll take a Coca-Cola with lime, bro." And they looked at his friend. He goes, yep. They didn't even ask. He was like, yep, okay. And I'm an idiot. I thought we were all about to just sip on some Coca-Cola. I'll never forget. And these dudes are European too, so I get it. A lot of these dudes just, they do this stuff. I couldn't believe it. And I'm not prepped for this. Nobody warned me that people do this stuff. He had a big Bible, and he took a Guinness out of the fridge. It's a beer. And he put a glass, and he put the beer in the Bible, put the beer in the cup on top of the Bible. And he cracks it open, pours a beer, and it's sitting on top of the Word of God. I didn't know I was supposed to play along. And I said, "Are you serious, bro?" He's like, "What do you mean?" I'm like, "What do I mean?" I'm like, "Do you know the hell that I got delivered from for you to put that in front of me and put it on top of the Bible? Seriously, bro? Oh, don't be religious, man. Oh, man, you're not free." I'm not free. What do you mean I'm not free? I'm free to do whatever I want to do and make choices. Right now, I could sleep with every single woman I was immature. I could sleep with every woman I want to right now because I'm free, but it's bondage. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. And I knew at that moment that we wouldn't be controlled by the Spirit. Smith Wigglesworth, I read 2 days before, he said, "Nobody can walk in the fullness of the Holy Spirit that gives themselves to intoxicating drink." I didn't even know it was like I realize how confrontational and questionable it is. I don't care what you do. Again, I'm not here. I don't care about you. Go drink away. just do whatever. Don't drink and drive. Just kill yourself. I don't care what you do. But you want my story? I hear your story. You want my story? That's from the pit of hell. Why would I ever go back to something that I fought hard to get delivered from? So you can show me that you're free by how much you can push the line? Please, come on. Here's the problem. Every religion in the world is based on a set of rules. Every religion in the world has requirements, right? Muslim, Buddhist, Hindi, this and that. Everybody has requirements. Even the crazy Muslims that are trying to kill people. Do you realize they're doing it for a purpose? I want to sleep with 100 virgins in heaven if I kill these Americans. Everybody has requirements. But then God tells us, you can have a relationship. And I knew in that room, there are just some people that can't be trusted with relationship. I had to figure this out. I had to go in my, I don't care about you. Don't be weird. But then don't be weird. If you truly don't have an issue with having a drink, because yes, there's no biblical pattern that I could show you that one glass of alcohol is going to send you to hell. It won't. But why would I ever want to even have an appearance of something that's killing people and that people have abused? Nobody associates alcohol with anything good. Stop. And I get it. I'm in a field where a lot of my constituents are fine with it. That's why I'm not. This constituent isn't. Because I want to be controlled by the Spirit. I got enough things I'm trying to believe God for. Why am I going to even let something like this come in my life? I'm sitting here talking to MJ, and he told a testimony. It was really powerful, man. You know, he grew up in a culture where you drank a glass of wine, Italian family, all these things. And who was it? His brother-in-law and his girlfriend. They were drinking along, you know, glass of wine here and there. Well, she went overboard. When the brother-in-law tried to confront her, you know what she said? Well, they do it. MJ and his wife do it. And at that moment, the Lord convicted you. You just told me and said, you know what? I'm never going to allow something that I would let in my life cause someone else to stumble. I'm done. Point in case, friends. And it's not really about alcohol. It's about everything. Do you want to sleep with your mate and not sleep with them, but sleep in the same? Really, friends? Do we want to see how far we can go? Well, there's only 3 sex scenes and I'll just blink. Why? Like, what? I don't care. Watch anything you want. It's not about that. Why? Do you really think the Holy Spirit's fine with this stuff? And we wonder why we can't break through. Dr. Mark Spitzbergen wrote an article called Alcohol in the Church. There's nothing like it, man. I mean, it is. He's like a legit theologian. I mean, he wrote an article. I might post it today. Called Alcohol in the Church. And it really will open up your mind. If you really read this, you'll see not only why it's so destructive, but why wine in the Bible isn't even what you thought it was. Anyway, look, the point of this isn't what you can do or not do. That's not Christianity. The point is, I want you today to be led by the Holy Spirit. I want you today, forget what my standards are, forget your standards. The Word of God is our standard, and the relationship with Jesus is the greatest standard. Listen to him. Is there things that you shouldn't be doing? Let him go. Are there things you should be doing? Do them. Holiness is not me telling you what to do. Get your 80s Christianity sucks. Holiness is you listening to the Holy Spirit. Stop looking for my life for answers for you. If I wasn't secure, I would have started drinking at that moment with these guys because I looked up to them. Not me, dude. I fought hard. It's my story. I don't care about your story. It's my story and my podcast, and I'm telling you, I think it's from the pit of hell. You're rocking. Think on that today, okay? Think about this thing. Ask yourself, is this something that the Holy Spirit wants in my life? And then that's it. Don't worry about me. If you have peace about it, go your way. We love you, and tomorrow you'll feel less uncomfortable. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with 2 locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.